What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now.
That sets the tone for the show.
Okay, that was not me. And it was not Robert. So who does that leave?
I'll take credit for it, Becky.
Oh, not me. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. One of those nights.
And welcome to episode, wait for it, 97.
Oh, my God.
Of Plan 9 from cyberspace. I am your no longer humble host, Lord Dwart, also known as Ed.
You never were.
And joining me tonight are Becky.
Hello.
The Burpmeister. Elisa.
Hello.
Robert.
What's up, bitches?
And for the moment, that is it. Mm-hmm. Dale has obviously been abducted by aliens and... is missing in action. We have no idea.
Yeah, we'll probably find him in another couple weeks with a yellow tag on his ear and a sore ass. So that to look
and a wild look in his eyes.
Hells yeah.
A content look.
Content. Is that the look you get when someone pokes you in the ass, Lord Dorn?
Well, it depends on how good they are. Whether or not butter was used.
What else they did along with it? Oh.
You're too cheap for real lube. Okay.
Once you go butter, you never go back.
I do like butter. I'll give you that.
Kurt Ferguson is also missing in action tonight.
A little bit more normal.
Yep. My guess is he's probably in the bathtub. I'll get a text in about 20 minutes, and he'll say, oh, my God, dude, I forgot what night it was.
Oh, my God, I really hate doing it, and I'm not gonna.
Oh, my God, I was masturbating instead.
I've done that.
Could be.
In the bathtub? What else do you guys do in a bathtub?
They wash.
Oh. Boys wash?
I have a habit of falling asleep. But
once in a while.
God, this is starting off slow.
Titties. What do you
titties.
I don't know.
Titties!
We want titties! Look,
I could juggle, but they wouldn't see me, alright? I don't know what you want from me, so...
I could juggle too, and... Oh, never mind.
I could juggle your two as well.
See, we need to do a video. We need to do a video podcast at least once.
Yes.
Everybody get online. Oh, that would be wild.
Hells
especially
yeah.
Since I took my bra off earlier.
I did too.
I just have a t-shirt. Shirtless. That's all I have.
Do you? Yeah.
I don't generally do it shirtless, but if we were going to do a video one, I would.
Oh my God, we should just do a whole naked podcast.
Absolutely.
Video.
Now, it would be fun if we could do this somehow so we could all do that. What is that, video roulette thing?
Oh yeah.
90% of it is naked males.
Yeah.
No.
Showing their junk.
Yeah, naked male members. I already decided, though, nudity-wise, that if ever I was going to be in strip poker, my pants were coming off first. Completely first. Which would be less surprising if I wore underwear. Wear, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
No, toward what?
End the game early.
By doing video roulette, we'd all have our cameras on, but we wouldn't know when we were being taped or what we might be doing. So,
is that
you
what
know.
It means? I didn't know that. Okay.
No, I don't think that's what it means. I just think it means you don't know who's going to pop up.
Yeah, you don't know who you're randomly
video roulette.
To. Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to look that up. I changed my mind.
I feel like when we had to explain to Turd this weekend what a shotgun was.
He didn't know what a shotgun was?
No.
Well, like it's in a gun. Shot.
No, it wasn't. It was involving illegal substance.
Oh, a shot. Oh, right. That is the quickest way to consume beer, is it not?
Oh, well, this was smoking dope. She was sharing her toke with him. What the hell were they doing? I can't remember what
it was. Oh, right. You know what? That's my childhood. You know what? I would have to have had that explained to me, too.
Yeah, I haven't.
That's when one person inhales deeply on a lit product.
Yes.
And then blows it into the mouth of the other.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. I just did not know what it was called.
Yeah. Well, you've read about it in books, right?
Alisa? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, done.
Okay. Well, how was everybody's week? Anything particular stick out?
No.
Well, I don't want to jump right into the cherry pies yet.
I've seen a shitload of movies. I'm trying to figure out what... Oh, I saw... okay, here's a really good one. It's Alive from 1974.
It's Alive.
Even say... It's actually on Instant Watch. I can't tell you too much about it because it's just so awesomely, hilariously, awesomely... Not bad. It's just, like, really, really different. And it's a horror, but you just got to go see it.
No offense, but our opinions of movies are a little different, but I am in the market for anything that isn't American movies and 2000.
Try it. It'll, you know, you can't have nothing to lose because it's an instant watch.
Well,
he doesn't have Netflix.
But I'll get it eventually. I am starting to watch the Jesus Christ Vampire Slayer. And it is a little rough to get through, but I have decided that at some point I'll get through the whole thing. It sucks, but for the budget, it sucks. It still sucks, I guess. So.
Now, I've seen It's Alive.
Yeah?
And I've got to say, the first time I ever saw that movie, it scared the living bejesus.
Yeah, I could see why, especially as a kid. And I mean, it's pretty creepy. But I just think they're tap dancing on the line of, like, insanity so much that it's awesome.
Yeah. And it was the sound effects.
Yeah.
The scratching and cries drove me fucking batshit.
Yeah, I could see it. I can see it. I have the second and the third, like, the sequel and the sequel, I call it, in my Netflix queue, and I've been recommended, like, the guy who made it also made The Stuff. I don't know if you've seen that. That's another really fun
movie. Oh, that's a great movie. At least it was great when I was, like, 14.
Yeah. It's really cute, you know. It's just, like, really cute. And then I saw the same guy. His name's Larry Cohen. He's a director, and he supposedly, God Told Me To is also supposed to be really good. I haven't seen that one yet. And then I saw his Masters of Horror episode called Pick Me Up, which is actually also on Instant Watch, and that was really good. So.
Cool.
Yeah, the third It's Alive goes way off the deep end.
Okay. Don't tell me anything, but I just want to see it because two of my favorite actors are in it too. I really like that John P. Ryan guy who was the dad in It's Alive, and then Michael Moriarty is fantastic. I loved him on Law and Order. So.
Who was he on Law and Order?
He was the first district attorney, not the stupid caterpillar eyebrow guy. But like
caterpillar,
bald-headed guy.
Yeah. Well, not bald.
Same guy from
Pale Rider.
Pale Rider.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pale Rider.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's got that slow delivery.
Well, he's got this like it's sort of this underlying kind of creepy but awesomeness. Like I was saying in my live journal, he in the character he plays in Pick Me Up is creepy, charming, and hilarious. Everything I look for in a man.
Okay.
You know what?
You need to meet Marilyn Manson.
Creepy.
But is he funny?
I don't know if he's funny.
See, that's the thing. Has to be the mix. It has to be the mix of all three.
I know a lot of people don't like Manson. I like him. I think he takes other people's songs, and I like the way he redoes them.
Yeah, like Sweet Dreams.
Tainted Love, Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
And he is just, he knows how to infuse creepiness.
I don't think he's creepy. I think he's just lame. Like, I think he's like, really? he's like poser creepy.
I know. I'd like to see him make a movie.
Really?
To see what he came
Have
up
you seen
with.
Him lately? He was on Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. He's really chunky now.
That's cool.
I saw him when he was on the Lost special after the finale.
He was on the Lost special?
Well, he's a big fan, so he was in the studio audience.
Oh.
And he drew a picture of Locke for Terry O'Quinn, who played the character.
Crayon?
And it's a creepy picture.
Oh.
So, because he was a big fan of the show. He didn't look chunky to me there, but...
I don't know, I guess he was on... When I saw him, I was, like, really surprised that he looked so much older and a little bit chunky, so...
As compared to Tim and Eric.
They have gotten chunky. Huge! Jesus, they moved to Los Angeles and become, like, actual fart asses.
Rich people eat well.
They said they lose their sense of humor and they become chunky. That's pretty much what Los Angeles does.
They eat their humor, and apparently
yes!
It has a lot of calories.
Yes, exactly. They ate their humor, and all they got left is crap.
Fair enough.
Well, since we're talking about crap... Crap tastes so good, it won't make
pie. Sweet cherry pie, oh yeah. You don't have a good cow pie song.
No.
You need a cow pie song.
Don't necessarily want one. All right, Becky, would you like to go first?
Sure. I guess my cherry pie would be I bought a new printer. My cow pie would be because my old printer puked. But after
a moment
of
silence.
Yes. After I talked to the little guy in India yesterday, which it happens to be a Kodak printer, so... they are sending me, of course, not free of charge, a new print head, which should take care of the problem with the old printer, and if it does, then I will deal with it from there.
May I recommend either Epson or Canon printers only? I do not use anything else in this. Fantastic.
I realized I found a site that was talking about why the Kodak printers are less expensive, but they said, you know, when you're wasting paper and photo paper... Just how cheap is that?
Yeah, exactly.
I would also suggest whatever was in your mother's closet, which is what I did.
Oh, okay.
Granted, if I leave it on, it'll just spit out occasional HP, invent, and it'll empty its reel if I let
HP sucks dog ass, too.
Yeah, apparently it does, but it was free, and she gave me an extra printer cartridge, so.
And so then also... I got my Dimension cable fixed.
Oh,
I'm saying it wrong. Comcast cable
Comcast,
on Friday. And it cost nothing. The sweet little guy that was here, he replaced the coax under the house.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, the cable wire. And then I went out and bought an HDMI so I could have my high definition. And he says, well, this box doesn't have that, but I've got one of these cables. And he went out to the truck and brought this really wild 5 adapter thing and hooked it up for me, no charge.
Nice.
And then I had spliced off of it to get my signal in the kitchen. And he did a reading. He said, your signal's strong enough. It'll take it. And he got a different splicer and put it on for me.
Nice.
Sweet kid. I'll tell you, it really helps. I know it's hard to keep from getting upset when something goes bad, but the maintenance people are not the ones to take your frustrations out on.
Right.
I have rules to live by, and generally speaking, one of those rules is if you're pissed off, the person sent to make you feel better is not the person that pissed you off.
Yeah, it's kind of like the person delivering your food. You know, you really don't want to piss them off either.
Right.
No, that's a separate rule in and of itself, as you know.
Yes.
You do
even
not
the little
piss
guy.
Off.
Yeah. Even the little guy in India thanked me for being so nice. I said, "Why?" And not yelling at him. And I said, "Why would I yell at you?" Oh, you'd be surprised, he said, you know.
Oh, I bet you people yell at him all the time. Yeah, it's not like he can go to the main headquarters where the people have been messing with you. I mean,
you know, I got a good five. I guess I bought this in 08, early 08, and I got a good. I print a lot of pictures, so I got my money out of it. And cow pie would be, took Friday afternoon off, 11 o'clock. Cable guy's supposed to be here from 3 to 5. He shows up at 10 till 4. Perfect, you know, no problem. As soon as he walks in the house, my phone starts ringing and they're trying to call me into work. I answer the phone, tell the lady on the phone, hey, I took the afternoon off to deal with a problem at home. I'm not available. Okay, I'll try somebody else. Mm. Okay, another phone call from a person at work questioning me what he should do. So I answered his question.
I'd charge him a half hour overtime for that.
Well, that was a coworker, so that one.
That one you're going to give.
And then the coworker called me back to tell me what the problem was.
I'm like, you might have been curious.
I got to go. The repairman's, you know.
You weren't curious, were you?
You know,
I miss you.
Not really. Yeah, he's just paranoid about getting in trouble, so. That's the way Becky told me to. So, hey, nice. Not a problem.
Yeah. Was Family the delivery man cute?
Oh, he was. He was a baby. He was a baby. I think I scared the hell out of him when I answered the door, but...
Because you were naked.
She could kick my ass. I got no wonder he... That's why he gave me all that free stuff.
No,
I'm
thinking of a Liar Liar when he says... She says, "Oh, they're really nice. That's because you have big jugs." I don't know why.
I did have a low cut shirt on too. Wink, wink.
Well, there you go.
That wasn't planned.
I offered him a bottle of water and everything. Even offered him a Band-Aid when he cut himself.
Aww.
Now, if you really wanted to creep him out, you should have grabbed his finger and.
Ew.
Better.
Or grab the washcloth and. Took care of it for him.
That would have creeped him out.
Well, could say if he needed a rest, he could rest in your bed. That would have been. It could have went either way though.
I came up with my cow pie. I'm looking at my computer screen, and my monitor is fading away. It's got black lines going across it. So I get to buy a new monitor now too.
You think you got zapped? Through some of the storms we've had passing through?
Well, I was talking to Turd about that, and he said it probably wouldn't have done that, but I did have it on that night, uploading a couple episodes on iTunes, and I didn't realize it was supposed to storm. Mm. So that's always a possibility in my mind. You know, they tell you not to put a magnet near some of this shit, which I'm not sure why, but it's kind of what it makes me think of, that... I saw a TV somebody laid a magnet on.
You might have had some kind of magnetic thing.
I had a magnetic field in my sleep. That's what it was.
Okay, I'm freaking done. Aliens, I'm telling you.
I'm done. I better get out of here. Don't want to talk too much about them. They'll be back. I'll be back. Next.
Okay. Well, let's go on to Elisa.
Cherry pie? I don't know. I have a cow pie. Cherry pies this week have been few and far between. I just am sick of the weather and everything here, and let's think of a cherry pie before I start pitching. The week went relatively fast. I watched a lot of movies, and they were good, and that's about it. And the cow pie is that the new place that I'm in the library, people have decided to just... I have my back to my quote-unquote door now. I'm in a cubicle. And people have decided to run into my cube and say, "Elisa!" really loud and scare the fucking shit out of me.
Oh, so they discovered they can scare you.
And it's pissing me off. And so I put up a sign. Nobody read the sign. So now I've hung a sign in my doorway, so at eye level, so if anybody comes in... they're going to be knocked in the head with my sign before they come in, so hopefully they will see it. On the back it says, this cubicle protected by zombies, so I'm hoping that it is. And I'm just really getting sick of the weather here and ready to go, and it's just annoying me. And I was a little depressed today, and nothing is really fun right now, but I'll get over it, so.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
You should get a can of pepper spray, and the next time someone comes in and scares you, just spray them in the face.
It's just, it just pisses me off, because, I mean, nobody reads. I had two signs up, nobody reads them, and I'm like, dudes, it's not like I'm just sitting there doing nothing. I'm actually, like, engrossed in my work, and I'm doing the work of, like, three people, you know, but it's just, I don't know. Very annoying.
Hmm.
Somebody's getting a phone call from the Starship Enterprise.
It does sound a little Enterprise-ish, doesn't it?
Okay, I think that was Elisa, and I think she's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, Robert, why don't you go ahead, and I'm going off air for a second while you talk.
Okay, because what I have to say isn't important.
No, because I have to. Otherwise, we're going to get interrupted shortly, so.
Fair enough. Now, what I have is my cherry pie is that I bought a 20-pound weight for one hand. Well, mm-hmm. I'm using both, but it's, you know what I mean. And I'm using that, and it's working pretty good because I've outgrown the 10-pound. That's kind of cool. I'll put in the cherry pie. There's a vague thing that something seems to be working up that might be interesting this weekend. It also means I have a choice to make, but...
Ooh, yeah. I hate choices.
Yeah, it's one of those big, possibly life-changing kind of things, but...
Oh, wow.
Well, not huge life, like world-ending. It's more relationship stuff, so...
Moving in with somebody?
No. No.
Yes, my torta!
No.
All right, then.
No. One ill-advised marriage, and I'm a little bit more careful, so big decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Think
oh,
smaller.
Yeah.
Think a lot smaller for someone like me.
Well,
I think big when I think of you, Robert. So,
well, you should. Anyways.
You can tell me you have a big one.
Well, big enough to be happy but not to run out of the room, which I think is probably preferred.
Yes.
I mean, if you can change the TV and still sit on your couch, then there's probably...
That would just be painful.
Probably a little too big. Anyways, so basically no scream or laugh is really all you need for that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Anyways, my cow pie I'm going to go with the headache that I've been having all day that's got worse around 2, and it got a little better or I wouldn't be on today, so... The alcohol does not seem to be helping. I care a little less about it, but it doesn't seem to be helping in any other respect. So, that is pretty much it for me. Is Ed back?
Alcohol. The cause of and solution to
all of life's problems.
I wasn't able to take care of what I was hoping to take care of, so we're still going to get interrupted possibly at some point.
Okay.
But we'll deal with that when it happens.
All right.
So, well, I'm sorry that you got a headache, Robert.
I'm sitting in a dark room. I turn off the screen to my computer. It's a little better like this.
Good.
Okay, so when everything goes quiet, you'll know why. Anything else?
I have nothing.
Okay.
Well, I do have a question, though, while I'm on it.
Go ahead.
I borrowed a movie from my parents. It's called The Road. Does anybody have an opinion on it?
Don't talk about it, because I haven't seen it yet, and I want to.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I just wondered if anyone had an opinion.
So see it, so that's a good
thing. Does anybody else hear that music, or is it just me?
Yeah, it's supposed to be there.
Okay. I'm done.
This is especially for Metal Mikey. Okay. So we're up to me.
Yeah.
So maybe you can guess what my cherry pie for the week is. Disturbed is coming out with a new album in August. I am very much looking forward to that. And that's also my cow pie for the week. They're going on tour and they're not coming here.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go to at least Chicago to go see him, which is
Mecca of entertainment.
A bit of a downer. Well, usually most of the big acts, well, not the great big acts, but most of them do come to Indy.
Ozfest does.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Ozfest could still be considered a big act, but...
No, maybe not. I stopped going to Ozfest when, I don't know, Ozzy stopped showing.
He'll probably be doing it again because he's coming out with a new album too, isn't he?
I don't know. It's so screw him. Last time I saw him in concert, he looked like an orangutan when he raised his hands in the air. His hands were kind of like limp up there, and it really looked like an orangutan lapping. It was a little sad, and that was a while ago.
Well, the man's up there, and he's done some serious drugs in his lifetime. I'm surprised he can still walk.
Which is a minor miracle in and of itself, I'll give you that.
Have you seen that TV commercial with the orangutan and the guy at the zoo?
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of freaky.
It's a little funny.
Okay, why don't you guys talk about that while we get interrupted here real quick?
Yeah, the problem is that's not that
I'm going to be away from the microphone for a few minutes, so you guys get to do whatever you want. Ready? Go!
All right.
Penis. Titties. I don't know why I really like to say that, but try it. Elisa,
God,
say it.
No, I don't think it was.
Say what?
Say titties.
Titties.
That doesn't
do anything for you?
Titties. No.
Titties.
No.
For some reason, it just makes me feel a little better. Just me, then. Okay. I'm a miserable bastard. Okay.
No, you're a guy. Titties are supposed to make you feel better.
Yeah. So. It's like Ron White said, once you see one pair of titties, you pretty much want to see the rest of them. So.
And don't you believe that if penises made you feel better, that you'd really be...
Penises. Penises.
they make you laugh, at least.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I like it.
Well, it's a strange word, though, isn't it? Penis?
Penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
Yeah.
So it's vagina. Vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina.
I like... Okay. My favorite dirty word is naughty.
You like naughty?
Yeah, there's something amusing about a word that you can use on a tied-up hooker that you paid extra for that, or a kid who spilled the milk. It's odd.
Yeah.
It's so versatile, and for some reason I find it amusing. But
well, it's got that nice little A-U-G-H-T thing, like the na, A-U-G-H, the ah.
See that?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Oh.
That could be it.
Oh, yeah, that was enough.
Oh.
For me. I'm a simple man when you really think about it.
Frankenstein.
Oh.
Young Frankenstein, I should say.
Oh.
Now, Elisa, I with the new Comcast, I have On Demand, which has free movies.
Yeah.
And so I was flipping through there this morning, and I found the Tracy Altman movie where she gets hit in the head and becomes very sexually...
That is... You know what? That version of it is horrible. That's the cut version. I would recommend, like, renting it. That's a dirty shame. That is a fantastic movie, the version that's on the on-demand right now is so cut, it's just not worth it.
Oh, then I've got to see the other one, because this one cracked me up.
No, you will freak out. There are so many hilarious things, but even like the uncut version, like the totally like raunchy version, you will love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you so
what movie are you talking about?
Huh?
What movie are you talking about?
A Dirty Shame.
Oh, never seen it.
Tracy Elman. It's a John Waters movie.
Hmm.
After I started watching it, I remember you had mentioned it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But I forgot you did say that you wanted to get the uncut version.
Yeah, rent the dirtiest, like, just, it's amazing, because he just goes so far.
With his tongue on fire.
Yeah, just everything, and just, like, the things that he says, and just, Johnny Knoxville was really sexy in that movie, actually.
Oh, yes.
There's a sentence I didn't think I'd ever hear.
Well, remember, it's my whole white trashy kind of Kid
She's
Rock.
She's into the white trash a little bit, yeah.
Well, just
I almost picked the Kid Rock song for you tonight, I was going to pick Cowboy to go along with Red Dead Redemption.
I played a lot of that shit this
it's
week.
It's just it has to be a southern, kind of a redneck white trash. Mm. I think it's the southern thing, too. It's the accent.
I've hit Blackwater.
Oh, okay. Good. I can't wait for you to finish that, Robert, because we got to talk. I've been dying to talk to somebody about that freaking game.
I'm pretty damn close, I would think. But I want to get all of the question mark missions over with. I don't want to miss anything, because they are mostly disturbing. So, and really interesting. So.
Now, I have not finished the one about the airplane.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's one you get down in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did I miss one in Mexico then?
You must have. It stays up there. You'll be able to go and do it later.
Because I didn't see any question marks in Mexico. I don't know.
I have no clue what the F you guys are talking about.
This is Red Dead Redemption. All right. Robert, tell him a little bit about it because I've got to go again. Sorry.
All right. Man. How many times does one man need to masturbate in 5 minutes?
I know. He needs to use that. I mean, he's trying to fill the drug with the other substances besides.
Exactly.
That's why he wanted to put it by.
That would screw up a test. That creates amount of semen. Anyways, Red Dead Redemption is basically like playing any Western movie you ever really wanted, because it has a plot line which is actually pretty decent, movie worthy, and you can decide whether to be good or bad while you're in the middle. So you can be the Pale Rider, or you could be the other version,
the Dark Knight,
the bandit, the Dark Knight, and kill whoever you want. And it is amazing, the clarity of it, the horses in it. It's really a well done game. It's not perfect, but it's pretty well done, and there's a lot of really disturbing like side quests. I'll tell you one. There was flowers for the lady. There's this old guy, and you see him out like by his farm, and he asks you to go get flowers because it's his anniversary, and you have to pick these herbs. You got to get a certain amount. So when I got enough, I went back. He says, "Would you like to meet the lady? She's fucking dead." Three, 4 months in, and he's talking to her like she's real, like she's alive. So, and yeah, and he'd talk.
A lot of them are.
And then it would cut to her, and then you just see like this dead chick lying in a rocking chair, which of course is a little reminiscent of Psycho.
Yeah.
And you hear like the buzzing of a fly or some shit. It's pretty funny.
Did you tell them about American Appetites?
No. That is a cannibalism one. But I think the one that is a little bit more interesting is Who Are You to Judge? The guy who really, really, really likes his horse.
Oh.
So.
Bestiality going on there?
Oh, yeah. And I got to the nudity, which is really surprising. So, I mean, it's pretty
kind
short.
Of pointless.
It's short. It's gratuitous, and it's bizarre how realistic it is and how gross the woman they chose to portray being topless was. But whatever. There aren't pretty people in this game. They're all dirty and ugly and you know, not particularly nice or intelligent. So.
Now, Robert, I will completely agree with you on that, except for the chick on the cover of the instruction booklet.
That's Bonnie?
No. Look at your instruction booklet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that chick is. She is smoking hot.
Yeah, I think they made that for the instruction booklet.
Yeah, I was
because
gonna say,
I had seen that shit in the.
No, I never did either, and I finished the game.
So that's how.
Bonnie's okay.
No, she really isn't. I mean, she's okay. Maybe,
nah,
but...
I think she lets that hair down, she'd be all right. And I can't believe we're talking about fucking animated characters like this.
They're getting really close to, like, realistic looking, so...
They're still safe in my book. That it's that god-awful Christmas movie I cannot watch that bugs the hell out of me.
Which
what's that one with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, that is creepy. Something Express? Polar Express.
Really? Oh, I hate that fucking movie. That thing creeps me out.
Yeah,
no
it's creepy.
End.
Yeah.
I just found it boring. Like, really obnoxiously boring and pointless.
I can't watch it. I cannot watch it.
I can't watch The Tooth Fairy. But that's, you know, how I roll.
So, Red Dead Redemption aside, awesome fucking game. If you got an Xbox, you have to pick that up.
It's a little addictive.
Somebody, please, I want to talk about it.
I don't think I've played a video game. I don't have any. I've never had a console, and I've never played a video game that hasn't been on the computer. And the last video game I played was Unicorn Attack on Adult Swim, which is an awesome game.
Women love the shit out of Wii. It's just the way that the controller works. You'd be surprised. I mean, my mom, who'd never really played a game much in her life, spent hours and hours on it. And it's exercise, too, unlike a 360 where you're just pushing your thumb onto a button a bazillion times. So if you're interested, that's probably the route you would want to go.
I can't be bothered, like, spending all that money on just, like, a console that...
Honestly, at this point, I would equate you starting video gaming the same as someone else, like me, taking up smoking. I just don't... I mean, if you haven't developed that addiction to this point...
I have other addictions I'm battling with, so...
Well, there you go.
Well, not battling anymore.
Minus the camp.
Of
course.
We had a family reunion today, and I sat outside and talked to second cousin, and his wife and three little boys, the oldest being 10. And it seemed like they had every game system available. And they were talking about how much the adults like the Wii game, but the youngest, who's just going into kindergarten, can't master the other games, so he's really good at the Wii. That was a plus, you know, that they had something that he could do while the older had their games.
A little kid can, if he practices, get really good at the Wii, but it's all muscle memory.
They said that they were having trouble with the 360 because of the dexterity and the size of his fingers, it wasn't as easy for him to play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was funny because the adults preferred the Wii over the other games.
I do know that my son, at least in a few things, I mean, mom was better at some, but in a game that he hadn't played, my 7-year-old would go and, like, top her score, and she'd spend all week trying to beat it or something. I mean, he has a Wii at his mom's house, but apparently he's not too shabby.
Now, Robert, you were saying something about the women, like, in the motion of the controller.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the commercial for this new exercise thing out there that you shake?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. Does that not look perverted?
Have you seen the one the guy's doing?
I've heard about that. I have not seen it. Oh, I mean, that must look like masturbation.
What is
oh,
it?
My.
It's a game?
No. This isn't
It's like
a
dumbbell.
Exercise equipment. Yeah.
Oh.
It looks like a dumbbell, and you just barely shake it back and forth, and the weight goes from the bottom to the top and back and forth, and you're supposed to shake it real fast, and
just to build your upper muscles in your arms and...
Yeah, keep you from getting flabby arms. Oh, my God, does that look suggestive.
You grab it with both hands and just... I should be really good at that. I should try it.
Has anyone seen the videos of girls doing Wii in their underwear? Because that's pretty awesome. Oh, it's just me?
Yeah, that's just you.
Fine. Never mind. I'm a pervert.
No, I agree, Dward. That one is pretty suggestive.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks like
a woman stroking a phallus, period.
That's
what's it called?
Badass.
I don't remember.
You sold Elisa, apparently.
Yeah, I know. I'm so curious as to know. It's for women?
It's for women and men, but they advertise it separately, apparently.
Well, they're two different colors now. Originally, the first one was white with pink pretties on it.
Mm.
And I'm not sure. I saw the one for the male the other night on the TV, and it's gray and black.
It smells like
Elisa,
a
man. Try doing a search on how to fix flabby
weight?
Arms.
Shake weight?
Yeah, shake weight.
That could be. That could be.
Okay, hang on. Because I just looked up masturbation.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, and you got like 2 billion
oh,
hits.
Oh, there it is. Oh my God. Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? Does that not look like an exercise for the bedroom?
Shake weight. Oh my.
Shake weight for men or for women. I bet the men's has a little more weight into it.
Okay, they should just put a freaking phallus on that thing.
See?
Just put balls on that thing. I'm sorry.
Just put balls on it. Yes.
Oh my God! It's even. Oh my God. I'm sorry. That needs to go inside, not. That's the thing I would, dude.
That is the most beautiful thing you've ever said.
Why don't they make vibrators like that? It's like double. It's essentially it's a double dildo.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I'm speechless at this point.
It has scientific proven results.
Oh my! And they showed it in slow
incredible
motion.
Results
oh
in
my God!
Minutes.
Okay, yeah.
You can go. You don't have to order it online now. You can all go to Walgreens in the TV section and get it.
I gotta try that thing. You know what?
It's only $20.
I think that's good exercise for other things too. Giving other things.
Out of curiosity, Ed, what is this podcast about again?
What? You know what? I get asked that all the time. I don't have a freaking answer.
All right.
Whatever you want from me.
This is really great. Your shake weight package includes. I want a shake weight package.
It probably gives you with lube.
Yeah, Becky, you're kind of cutting out or something. Is anybody else hearing that?
A little bit, yeah.
My shake weight package pretty much has the three parts.
All right, well, while Becky works on that, we'll move into listener feedback. We do have some this week.
We
have no voicemails.
Oh.
But we did.
Voicemails?
We did get an email.
Yay.
Let me belch before I read it.
That's okay. You can blame it on me.
Uh-oh. My
says,
be back.
Hi, guys.
Uh-oh.
Pick up the phone. Okay, it says, hi, guys, so I don't have a ton to say, but I did want to get in on the suggestions for Christmas in July.
Ooh.
Santa's sleigh with Bill Goldberg. Yes, the wrestler. It was a kick in the ass. Also, Archer. That's some funny shit. I tend to favor Cheryl, or is it Carol? Either way, she's crazy, and I like her. Headshot Heather.
I was going to say, it sounds like headshot. Okay. That's what. Okay.
I'm still working on this shake weight thing. Does it have a battery or it's just you shake it yourself?
No,
it's a motion.
Okay, I got it. All right. Sorry about that.
In motion.
That's okay.
So we have our first July movie.
And it's actually it's an instant watch.
Oh, excellent. Well, yeah. Well, hopefully it still will be by the time we get here.
You know what? I have a small theory. I have a theory about Netflix. I think that it is personalized because there have been a couple Argentos that I've sort of done searches for and I've watched and stuff, and suddenly, for me at least, more Argentos are instant.
Well, that's cool.
I think they do it as per what you watch.
Well, they must be mad at me because that Rise of Leslie Vernon is one of my favorites.
It is pretty cool.
And my other favorite movie was on today. Anybody catch it on Comedy Central?
Well, yeah, I saw that it was on.
Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah, I did see that it was on.
With Alejandro, Camacho, Mountain Dew, Hector, whatever his name
There's
is.
There's really nothing wrong with that. Like Fuddruckers turning into buttfuckers. I mean, that is fucking hilarious. So
I love that movie.
And then you see the like the birthday party in it. That's pretty good. It is also proof that you don't want to watch movies on regular TV because they edit the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
they did. Okay, so, Becky, if someone should want to contact us, how might they go about that?
Well, they could telephone us at 1-206-426-2091. And I take it the email's working now?
Your guess is as good as mine. It came through our Plan 9 email, so...
Okay, so that would be Plan 9,
This classifies as a migraine. I think I gotta go.
All right.
Really, really right now.
All right.
Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye. I'll try to get it off so you can't hear the sounds.
Thank you. Or they could email us at plan9@podomatic.com. And our post office box is Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902.
Snail trail mail.
Do I sound better?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. What'd you do?
I was on searching for that shake thing, and so I was... That's the only thing I can figure out that I had changed.
Yeah, I can't have anything else up when I'm recording this, or it does mess things up, but I thought that was just on my end because I know Elisa and Turd are constantly doing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still obsessed with the shake weight thing.
Yeah, you're getting a little excited, aren't you?
Well, I just read a comment that said my wife is mad at me because I'm using it all the time, like by a guy. Like,
Yeah, I don't think I would let anyone ever see me use that.
Well, it could be a aphrodisiac if some people watched you do that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess it would depend on the person, huh?
Let us get into our feature of the week. Well, before I do that, I should say, because we never announced what this month was.
Mm. Yeah, you did last week, I thought.
Okay, well, this month is Mockumentary Month. And we originally wanted to do Behind the Mask last week, but because it mysteriously came off of Instant View, we kind of blew it off, and we're going to do it at the end of the month and drop American Zombie, which most reports I've heard say the movie sucks pretty bad anyway. Mm. So this week we did
with their haircuts and the trousers, the Ruttles returned home to the cavern. One day, a strange man with a pronounced limp hopped down the stairs into the cavern. He'd been asking a sailor for... Well, never mind what he was asking for, because the rest is history. The man who hopped down the stairs became Leggy, their legendary manager.
Kind of asked around all the roadies, you know, who this guy was, and they told me he was Leggy Mountbatten, and he was going to manage the Ruttles and stuff. But everybody knew that he didn't really like music.
So what did he really like?
He loved the trousers.
I was amazed that they could sing in trousers so tight. They did sing high. When I get that beat, my music
is complete. It was the trousers. I know it was the trousers. I went out and I bought woman's extra small trousers. I mean, these are trousers that were meant for a little girl. They were pink. And I buttered my legs and I squeezed into these trousers so that you could just, nothing was left to the imagination.
Is that Conan?
And yes. Let's just say my love life improved dramatically.
Okay, the movie we did this week is The Ruttles. So, Elisa, this is your choice. Do you want to try and synopsize this?
I could. Essentially, it's a very, very well-done mockumentary. Essentially, it's The Beatles, but it's The Ruttles, and they have essentially the same history, and it goes through the history, and it interviews people from their start at, I can't remember what it was, but something like the Cavern Club, and then they go through essentially the whole thing of the Beatles, and it's this wonderful, wonderful just celebration of hilarity.
Okay. Can you pick a favorite part or something that really appealed to you?
I think it's more the cameos by all the people, like seeing Michael Palin, like George Harrison interviewing Michael Palin, like that was just hilarious outside the Banana Studios or whatever that was instead of Apple.
Now, did you recognize that as Harrison?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many little, like, the thing about it is this is my favorite era of Saturday Night Live, and it's produced by Lorne Michaels. And Lorne Michaels was actually in it, too, as a cameo, and I was all squeeing, because I was, like, just obsessed with, like, 75 to 79 Saturday Night Live, and so this is, like, the whole cast from that era of Saturday Night Live, and essentially, it's just, and it's all their friends, too, like, those pythons that were in the movie were their friends, and the guy who is the lead singer in The Ruddles is Neil Innes, who did the music for Holy Grail. He was the lead singer, or one of the lead singers of the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, which was fantastic and just hilarious. And so this is all my people. And that's why I really enjoyed it. But I just think, just watching all the little, like John Belushi's little scene where he was like sort of the mafia guy. And I mean, just everything together. And then the songs were absolutely fantastic and just so well done because they were so close to the Beatles, but just enough difference to, you know, that was great.
Yeah, there are an amazing amount of cameos in this movie.
Yes.
But I did not see Chevy Chase.
No. Well, that's after. Chevy Chase, that's after. Because it was done in 78 or 79. He was only there for the first season, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you do see, like you said, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels. Like a bunch of people. Just like everybody essentially from the cast, the old Saturday Night Live cast. Paul Simon.
Now, I had a very big problem with this movie.
Oh.
And that is all of the Ruddles songs are, I don't know if you'd want to say parodies, but they are very close to Beatles songs,
mm-hmm.
but just a little different.
Yeah.
And that drove me nuts.
That was hilarious. It was very clever.
It was clever, but when you're used to A Hard Day's Night being A Hard Day's Night, and then you hear A Hard Day's Day, it's just off enough that it seems so wrong.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that was great.
So,
I mean, Cheese and Onions, I still sing that song. I have always thought in the back of my mind, Cheese and Onion. They're very catchy songs, and just, oh, love them. I think, and I'm such a big Beatles fan that, I mean, you watch, and then you like, you know the history of the Beatles, and then you see the history of the Ruddles, and it's done with such love, you know, that's just so close to everything, but just, like, the parody aspect of it is just wonderful.
And you know what you're in for right off the bat, because when this movie starts, it's black and white, and has a bunch of women screaming, guys getting off a plane, words are scrolling up the screen, and there's voiceover reading them. And it keeps speeding up and speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Idle plays multiple roles, mm-hmm. one of which is the, I guess you'd say, the documentarian host.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And I thought he was the lead singer.
Dirk.
Yeah, I thought he was the
Neil.
John Lennon character.
No, Neil was John Lennon.
Okay.
And then Eric was Paul. Supposed to be Paul.
Okay. But as the interviewer, you know, he's not quite the star he should be, or you would think he is, because the camera often goes off of him and he has to run to keep up.
I love that.
It focuses in on something else and he moves back into frame, things like that.
There he is.
And apparently there is a part two to this.
Yes. I have not seen it.
Okay, I was going to ask you about it because I don't know anything about the second part.
I think Eric Idle loves to milk things until they're dry and dead, and hence Spamalot, which looks like a pile of shit. So I'm not really interested in the second part because, I mean, just leave it alone. He's just in it for the cash these days. He's really milked the pythons to death, and I'm not really a big fan of his now. So.
Okay, well, Spamalot is coming here locally. I will see it this coming year. I think this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Either this coming year or the first part of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I will be glad to report on what I thought of that when I see it.
Yeah, it's sort of mixed. It's mixed reviews, and it depends on the cast. But I'm not interested because it just seems like exploitation of Monty Python to me. So.
Okay. So, it doesn't really have a plot.
Well, it's the story of the Beatles, essentially. It's exactly the story of the Beatles. Like, so to a T.
Well, it's kind of hard to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to give a verbal description other than what we've already said. So I don't really know what else to say.
I
mean, there's a lot of cameos. It's amazing to see how young everybody looks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them you're still going to recognize, though. A lot of sight gags. And the slightly off music. Instead of Magical Mystery Tour, it's Tragical History Tour.
Mystery Tour, yeah.
We've already said A Hard Day's Day. What are some of the other ones?
I think that's A Hard Day's...
Cheese and Onions.
Cheese and Onion. I think that's Hard Day's Rut, but I'm not sure. Just every... I think it's... And then there's one song that's... what is it? I Think I'm in Love is much like some of the... I think it's either Please Please Me stuff or just the
way
that
it's
done. I
Must Be in Love.
Yeah.
Would it be... Yeah, okay, I Must Be in Love.
Well, that's the Ruddle song, isn't it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, gotcha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm just like... They're so close that's the funny part is that, like, it's sort of... Neil Innes is just so clever at doing that kind of stuff that that's what I love. So, and if you listen... Anybody who's listening to this, like our three listeners, I urge you to go off and find some Bonzo Dog Band because it's such clever stuff and not everybody has heard it, but it's fantastic music. It's so funny and it's so charming and it's just wonderful. So.
Okay, so... Any final thoughts on this?
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was cute. It's not... It drags a little bit in the middle. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's a fun... I think, from what I gather, it looked like, especially when they had the blackouts and stuff, I think it was originally on TV. So it wasn't meant to be a theatrical movie. I think it was just like a little TV, like, special way back when.
Well, I thought I read somewhere that it was actually a bunch of skits and they decided to put everything together into movie form.
Okay.
So that might explain that.
Yeah, it just felt like it was on TV kind of thing. Like, it didn't feel like it was, like, movie theater, like, that big.
Right. It does not have the feel of a big...
Right.
Probably like what Spinal Tap's going to be next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen Spinal Tap. That's right.
No, no Spinal Tap... I'm a Spinal Tap virgin.
You are going to freaking love it.
Okay. So, this is one of those... That's kind of hard to either recommend or not recommend.
Well, if you're a Beatles fan, and if you're not, like, if you're a die-in-the-wool Beatles fan who doesn't like anything even slightly blasphemous, do not rent it. But if you sort of have a sense of humor, and you're a big Beatles fan, and you get what they're doing, and it's just a loving, loving parody tribute, then it's a very worthy movie to see if you're a Beatles fan. This one and I Want to Hold Your Hand. That is a wonderful, wonderful Beatles tribute movie. That is fantastic. It's about four fans, a group of young fans who try their hardest to meet the Beatles. And it's more about the fans than it is the Beatles, but it's a wonderful, wonderful film. I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay. I agree with what you said there. There are some pacing issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of when it was made.
Mm-hmm.
And how it was made. But mm-hmm. there are so many cameos mm-hmm. that there's plenty to see in this.
Oh, yeah.
So...
It's a novelty. It's fun to see. Like, even if you don't think you're going to like it, like, it's fun to see once, just to even see the cameos.
Right. Okay,
so
and hear the music.
If you are a big Beatles fan and you've got Netflix, it's worth putting in your queue.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not real into the Beatles... Or you're not a big Monty Python fan, then you probably want to skip this one because I don't think you're gonna find a lot of the humor.
Yeah, you'll get more out of it if you are a semi big Beatles fan, or at least you know their basic story.
So, now, I won't bother with the sound effect, but since this was your pick, Elisa, do you have any beefcake?
Neil Innes is... Well, actually, yes, I do. I do. I have several. Lauren Michaels, the executive producer of Saturday Night Live, was a total hottie back in the 70s. And, oh, my God, he was in this in, like, a little cameo. And my little tiny fangirl heart went sweet. So him and then Michael Palin, I absolutely adore. He's not, like, beefcake, but he's just so adorable. And then Neil Innes, who was the lead in, like, was the lead singer in the Ruddles, is very cute. So Michael Palin and Lorne Michaels together in a movie, very, very nice for me.
Okay. Well, there you go. We're not going to be able to have a poem this week, obviously, because Robert had to step out. I don't envy him. I'm the lucky one. I'm not smart enough to get headaches like he does. So, any final thoughts before we wrap this up for the evening?
No.
Okay. If you want a Beatles, like, instead of the Ruddles is fun, but if you want, like, I just keep thinking about this, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good
It is a really cute little movie. That it's and actually, Bill Malone, a horror director, plays one of the Beatles in the movie. So, he plays George.
Do you know anybody who is not a Beatles fan on some level?
Yes. Yes. My ex-husband's best friend cannot stand them. And that freaks me out.
He's full of shit. I know. Understand that.
Yeah. He's the only person I know. And it freaks me. He thinks that their stuff is just like pap and stupid and just like, I don't know if he's only heard like the early stuff or something, but he is the only person I've ever encountered in my whole life who does not like the Beatles. And that
I've got to say he's a poser because they didn't copy off anybody. They were the leading edge of everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. He needs to get a clue. That's the only thing. I mean, he's got good taste in music, but I cannot believe that he doesn't like the Beatles. I love the Beatles. So.
Okay. Now, I did not pick a Ruddles song to go out on because there's none of them where you get the whole thing that I could find.
They're on YouTube. There's several on YouTube.
Not as the whole thing. You always get the voiceover or something else in there. So, I picked a Beatles song.
Yay!
Would you two ladies like to guess what song I might have picked?
Paperback Writer?
I can't think of any.
Okay. Elisa, you get a half point. That was my first choice because I thought between Robert and I, Paperback Writer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But I changed my mind. And it's partly because of that godforsaken exercise equipment we were talking about earlier. So, next week we are doing Spinal Tap. I don't want to copy off Brother D, so I'll say stay tight and stay crazy. We will see you in
you got me going.
was, of course, Twist and Shout by the Beatles.